and that Yud Beis Amud Beis. Let us again start the sugya what we started yesterday. Amar Abchiyah Barabe, on 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Abchiyah Barabe, Boi Rabbi Yochanan, Kotten Yesh Loi Machshove, Vay Ein Loi Machshove. Can the cotton accomplish something the machshava alone? Or perhaps with machshava alone, the machshava of a cotton doesn't accomplish anything. Why do you clear dafke? Why did Rabbi Yochanan clear dafke by machshava? Why didn't he clear if a maisa of a cotton can accomplish something? And Maishna Maisa de Loikami Boile. And why didn't he take a clear by a Maisa? This Nan Yeshla Maisa, because we have a Mishnah that says clearly that the Maisa of a cotton can accomplish something. So then he shouldn't have a Shaila the Machshava also. This Nan Ein Lahem Machshava. I see that Mishnah that tells us that Ktanim have a Maisa also tells us that the Machshava of a cotton doesn't have any Cheshivis. This Nan we learned in the Mishnah Ha'aloin Borimoin Va'egois Shechokokum Tinoikis. If they have an acorn or a pomegranate or a walnut, and Tinoikis V'chokokit Lomet Bem Ofal, they made a base kibble that they could use it to measure offer, oishiskinum lechaf meznayim. They used it as a kaf meznayim for a scale. It's meyim. So it has a teres keli. Minei sheyesh lemaisa, because the maisa of a cotton has a chshibis, and it's considered it was made into a keli. It's yered. Let us again see Rashi. Cotton, yesh le machshove, oy ein le machshove. So Rashi says, what is the shaila? Kegoin b'shchitas kochim, the boy kavon, shchitas kochim needs kavone. Kidofinim bishmaite kamaisa desvochim. It needs kavon, it has to be shechten, geshochten, the shame that kolb. Vishochat cotton oilo lishmo. And a cotton shechted a kolben oilo, the shame oilo. Mihavi kavone oiloi. Does it have a chshivis of kavone? Oiloi. Or maybe it doesn't have a chshivus of kavone. Amale Rabbi Ami labchia barabe b'tiboy lei maise. Clear of a maise of a cotton, a kavone abom mitoich maise. That from the maise you see this is his intent. Ilo shmiel el Rabbi Yochanan hachmas nisn de lakamo. If Rabbi Yochanan was unaware of this Mishnah, Ha'aloin barima in this non-body yesh lemaise. If he didn't know of the Mishnah, teboilei nami afilu yesh ima machshove maise. Clear, even if there's a maise that is moire, that this was done for this kavone. Ha'machiachala shekeinu kigoy. The kaim oila bedorim, a kolben oila was standing in dorim. Ba'omar, and the cotton went and said, "Hareini mevi letzofein l'shachta loila." Sheinik sheira bedorim. The cotton went and brought the kolben midorim letzofein because a kolben oila can only be geshachten betzofein. So here you have a maise that is showing that the shchita of this cotton is l'shem oyla. That's why he brought it l'tzofen. And he's telling you why he brought it l'tzofen. He did a maise that showed that the whole reason that it, cause since this is an oyla that needs a shchita l'shem oyla, so that is why he's bringing it from Dorim l'tzofen. The boy lay nami imashvi lahai maise kavona oiloi. The kavona that is needed, can it come about to a maise of a cotton if he didn't know the Mishnah? So al kochach, he didn't clear such a shaila. Rabbi Yochanan was poshut to him that such a case that a cotton took a behemah midorim l'shachtei b'tzofayim. So it was Poshetim the Pshitalei Mishum the Shmielei Hodisna, because he knows the Mishnah, Baha Alain Barimei, the Yeshla Maise. Machshoven Nami Loiti Boilei. So Shneva Shaila Ba Machshoven. The same Mishnah that taught him that Maise, Akabona Bo Yidei Maise Shalkotten, has a Teres Kabona. So he shouldn't clear a shayla by machshove. But if she lo mahi mishne gufa this nan bo ein lahem machshove, that a machshove of a cotton does not have a kabona that is needed. And it was, and the kabona came a yidei machshavte, it doesn't help. Ho aloin priyu shekroyen glant, shechokokum nokvoy nekev cotton betzideyem, and the purpose was lomod bem ofer keder shatinekes oisin l'shoyk tmeyim mekablan tume shiyesh lahem maise kegoin ze shemaiseyem moichichem t'lashem klin iskavno, that this whole, the purpose of this pula was to make a keli. V'gam heim oimrim kein. And they said that that's why they did it. I mean, that what it says in the Mishnah, lomed bem ofo, how do we know it was lomed bem ofo? Because they said, v'shas, when they were chaykik, the aloim, they said, we're doing it lomed behem ofo. V'yesh tan maise u'marshove hamaridem oisoi l'teiras keli. So we see clearly from the Mishnah that a maise with a dibur that elaborates pshat in the maise, so wherever kavona is needed, this helps for by a cotton also. Ve'ein lehem machshove, but if there's no maise, only a machshove, the guy motza leklipes egoiz, k'may shehu, he found a klipes egoiz, the choshev aleh halomayt, and he was mechashev that he's going to use this to be made it off of, or if he'll modad bo, El shalei osa bo maise l'shem kli, ein yerdin l'teiras kli, so doesn't get a teiras keli. V'im ben das choshev alayim, t'meim b'machshove, v'snan kol hakelim yerdin l'dei tumosam b'machshove. So the Mishnah spells out clearly that a cotton where kavona is necessary in order to shaf halachis, so a dibur of a cotton alone that tells us that he's thinking about this, he wants this, is not sufficient. But a mice of a cotton, and the cotton explains the reason for the maise, So that is sufficient. So what was Rabbi Yochanan Shaila? If he didn't know the Mishnah, so Memela, he should have cleared by Maisa also. If he didn't know the Mishnah, so Apilu b'machshove, so he should never suffer by machshove. Amalei. So now we had a kashe. Rabbi asked a kashe and Rabbi Baraba, what is pshat in Rabbi Yochanan in Sofik? Amalei. He knew the Mishnah very well. He had a different Sofik. Machshove gredosa loy kami boilei. He didn't have a Sofik and machshove alein will help. That's the Mishnah 100%. Kika mi boilei, machshavtoi nikeres mitoich maisov. Hikla the shaila, if from the maisa that he's doing, we see what his kavon is. Kigoin, da havikaima oile bedoin. Vasyu betzofa, vishochta. There was a maisa that seems to show that he understands that there are different halachas by an oilo. This is a called an oilo. And therefore there was a behema bedorim and he slept it to tzofin. Vishochta. My mida asye bitzofin vishocha. If he brought the behema from dorim to tzofin, he chavin lo. So that's called Machshavtoi nikeres mitoich maisa. Oidume mokim hu de lo yisramilei. Or maybe this maisa alone is not telling us the kavana of the kotel. That he wants to shechted l'shem oila, and an oila is only kosher b'tzofen. That's not muchach from this maisa. It could very well be that there's another reason why he went to Tzofen, because in Dorum there's a lot of people, there's too crowded there in Dorum, so that's why he went to Tzofen. But it's not muchach from this maisim that he realizes what an oila is, he wants the shechted l'shem oila. It's not muchach from this maisim. That was the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan. So what are we saying so far? So we're saying as follows. The Mishnah says, if I have a maisa that clearly relates the purpose why the cotton is doing this, so this is a marshove that is a kavone that is nilmad mitoich maisa, that helps by a cotton also. That's no shaila. A machshava alone zikha doesn't help. A machshava, a maisa which is not 100% moichiach, but this is his intent, but it's an 80% eichoche. Will this help? Let us see what Rashi says. Machshava grei de loy kami boile, de shmieleho. He knew the Mishnah very well. He had a shaila machshavtoi nikeres mitoich maisov. Lefi ra'ois einenu. The way it looks to us, it looks that he's bringing the behemoth tzofen because he wants the shechted l'shem oila, which is only kosher b'tzofen. Avainonu yoidim im osa maisezeh l'shem machshavizu. I really don't know if this maise was done because of this kavone. Basuye letzofen v'loy oma al shem kach ani meliche l'sham lefi she'eino k'sheire bedorim. He didn't say this, but lefi ra'is einenu. It looks like that. Nikeres mitoich maisav lefi ra'is einenu. The way we look at it, the it would seem that's the logical way of understanding his mindset. I do, but maybe we can't judge the maise l'fi ra'iseinenu. I do, mokim udala yisramile le'nira be'ein of mokim harishim. He did not want to shecht in the first mokim. That's why he's bringing it to Tzofen, which is only coincidental. But the maise of his is not muchach that the Maisa was done for Shechita Sa'ila. Some Meila, so could be, it won't be good. That was the Shaila of Rabbi Yechon. So the Gemara says, if that was the Shaila of Rabbi Yechon, Konami Omro Rabbi Yechon and Chodesimna, Rabbi Yechon spoke about this once. This man, we learned a Mishneh, Hamale Peresav Ligag Ibnei Aknimo. A person had Peres in his Oitzer, Mustame, and it was getting infested with bugs. So we took it up on the Gag. Mustame, it's a more airy place. And Mustame, the bugs will have a mocking where they'll leave the Peres. V'yorad aleihem tal, while the peres were on the roof. V'yorad aleihem tal, and now tal, which is one of the Zion mashkois, fell on these peres, einon b'chiyutam, because the aloche of hershe peres is that you need an ichuse shalabailim, that the peres should get mukshar from the mashke. His intent of bringing it on the gag was for a different purpose. Mipnei haknime. What is ve'im niskaven lekach? What is tal fell? And then he sees that tal fell, and he's very happy that the tal fell. Areihen b'chiyuta. So then it's muksha, because you have an echuse of the bailim that they became wet. Rasi Rashi, mipnei aknime, kutzun shebe poilim badashim, these are certain beetles that infest peiris, poilim badashim, maiviti akinam, einam bechiyutam, and talfel, leinichelei bahai tal, Lehavi hechshe lohiridom lidei tumosom im yiga bem sheret l'achazman. So it's not mukshe l'kabel tume. The binon ki yutan dum yedechi yitan d'yitain d'nechale. There's a ksiv in a kri. The kri is yutan, the ksiv is yitain. So we learn out the kri has to be dum yedechsiv. Just like the ksiv of his. Yitain Mayim al Zera, he is zichel wants that there should be Mayim al Zera. So the Yutan, even though he didn't do anything, but you need an Yichuse of the Bailim that the Mashke is on the Peres. Ve'im niskaven lekach. But what is, if he was niskaven? So Rashi says, Bein Bishas Halo, when he brought up the Peres, Bein la'achamikam, afterwards, he brought up for Knime. But later, after they were on the roof, he saw the tal fell on the peiris. Koidim sheyinoge v'tal me'alein, before the tal dried up, it was still wet, and he's happy that they got moistened with tal. Areihen b'chiyuta. So Mamela, the Peres become Mukshel Lakabotom. The Hochi Amrinim Beducht Achite, the Mambam Metzia. Oideu Atal Aleim Besomach, the Tal was still on the Peres, and Besomach Areihen Bechiyuta. Afa Pishlo Miskavim Koidem Lochem, it wasn't Miskavim that the Tal should fall on it, Elo kshero samach. But when he saw it, he was happy. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Helum cheresh shayte v'kotten. What is if a cheresh shayte v'kotten would up the peiris? Afa pishin is kabnu l'kach. Einei b'chiyutam neshiyesh l'maise v'ein l'hamachshad. What does Rashi say? Helum cheresh shayte v'kotten mipnei haknima. The same case like by a godel. It was brought up mipnei haknima. Af al pishin iskava lekach la'achar shiyorad atal aleyim. He did the same what the godel did. Eina b'chiyutam she'ein machshavtam machshava. A machshava v'kotten doesn't have a teures machshava. V'hechsher b'machshava toli. V'hai maise d'aliyya lav maisehu. Aye, there was a maise also. The mipnei haknima helum was brought up. That means that the maise of chereshayte v'kotten is dumye the godel. It was brought up for a different purpose. The maise was not l'shem hechsher. So the machshava later is nothing. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan. So that is the Mishnah. Now on this Mishnah, va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, loishanu elo shaloi hepech. This din applies only that when it was on the roof, and Tal fell on these pages. And he's very happy that Tal fell on the peiris, so his machshava is worthless. But what is, when he saw the Tal on the peiris, he turned over the peiris to make sure that all sides of the peiris should get moist with the Tal. Avol hepech bem, hareise bechiyutam. So if he did a maise, and we'll see in Tosfos, that this maise, outwardly, it looks like he's doing it because he's happy with the Tal. This is similar to Kaima Oile Bedorim Basyua Betzofen Beshochte, the Tznire Leineinu, Tirois Eineinu, that one should assume that he's doing it over there because Oile needs Sofen, and one should assume that he's doing it over here because he's happy with the Tal, and he wants all sides of the peiri should get moistened through the Tal. It could be there's another cheshbon also why he's mahaper for the knime. The purpose he brought it up was for the knime, so maybe by turning it over, these beetles will leave the peiris. So this is similar to the case that you said Rabbi Yochanan was crying. Hepech is similar to Asyu Ritzofen. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Loi shonu elosh loi hepech behem, avol hepech behem hareze bechiyuta. So this whole Shomemela, we were magdir, there are three types of inyonim. There's a machshava with a maisa with a dibo, which I know clearly that is the intent of the maisa, that wherever a kavona is needed, so yidei kotten, a kavona habo, yidei maisa is sufficient. A dibo alone is nothing. And then we cloud a shayla, a maisa that is not so clear. Moire that it's done for the kavona hanitzreches, but it's not muchach. What then does this have by a cotton? And you said that was the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan spoke about the shaila, and he didn't have any shaila. He said hepach, which is similar to the previous case of Asyu Litzofen, he said clearly that that's good. So what's Rabbi Yochanan Shaila? So he answered him, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba answered him, Hachi Komi Boile. His Shaila was as follows. This din that Rabbi Yochanan had said that Hefrech helps, this is not a halacha that he figured out himself. He heard this from Merabaisov. He heard this from Merabaisov, and that's from Rabbi Yochanan that said that Hefrech help is the statement where it was Mekabel Merabaisov. Now Rabbi Yochanan cleared the Shaila. The Eraisa Oy the Rabbana. Is this a the Eraisa Dikedin? That means Rabbaisov said clearly that Machshavtoi Nikeres B'toich Maisov helps by Heksha. And it's Muksha L'Kabotom. Is this a the Eraisa Dikedin? Wherever you need maise, so this is, even though it's a maise sheine mechiach kolkach, it's also considered a maise. So memele, so then by a korban oila, the shchita of a korban will also be sufficient. If asyum midorim. Or maybe this din is at the rabbana dikechumre. That means really it doesn't have a teres maise, gomo. No, me the Rabbanon, they said it's Mukshel L'Kabel Tumet. So it's a Chumr the Rabbanon. But when it comes to a Shchite L'Shem Oilo, so there you need a Kosher Shchite Min HaTorah. It's not a Kosher Shchite Min HaTorah. That, so that's what Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba answered. That was Rabbi Yochanan Tzav. Let's see what Rashi says. Loishanu v'afilu niskavnu lehavi kavone elosh lehepech ben. Lache shiordatal aleim mitzadzeh kedei shikul aleim mitzadache. Aval hepech ben, the maisov meichichim, here you have aichochem itoich maisov. Afal pisha loy pirish machshavtoi, even though he didn't explain that's why he's doing it. Bohoyl v'nikel. But it seems shedate lekach, arei hein b'chiyuta. Dei bisha pirish machshavtoi b'shas maise, if it is speaking about when he was mahaper, he said, the reason I'm mahaper, because I want that the peiris should get wet, or all the peiris should get wet. Lo yitzach Rabbi Yochanan l'ashmina. So I don't need Rabbi Yochanan for that. The bed yet nam the yesh l'maisa. That was the case of ha'aloin varim and ve'egoish shechoch kum t'noi kislamet bem. That means if he did a maisa, and he explained the maisa, he explained the purpose of the maisa, so that's enough in the Mishnah. But it helps. So why do you need a member of Rabbi Yochanan that it will help? So Kochoch, the case over here is I don't have a choche gemura mitoich maisa, that is the intent of this maisa. And that is what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us. So Memele, Rabbi Yochanan already was done the Shaila, and he had a psak on the Shaila. So what's Rabbi Yochanan Sofik? So the Gemara, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba answered, Hoche komi boy, di reisa oi da rabot. Ho, da amrina, that what I said, she shomati, me rabbi said. I mean, this statement that I said, that it was mahapas the peiris, has a din maise, that it becomes mukshel lekabel tumet, the machshavtei nikeres mitoich maisev hava machshove ki'ilu pirsho b'shas maise, it's equivalent to pirsho b'shas maise, d'yaraise hi, b'samchina lo afilu lekule, so this will help afilu lekule, ki goin v'ayin v'leel behevi oyla midore l'tzofen, or machshirin will be machshir the kolm, lachel bi oilu the shem bailam. Oy the rabbonon he, But maybe this din is only a bechumra ba'almud the Omar Rabbonon nehevi ma'ise. The Rabbonon said it should be a ma'ise v'chi hepech behem nehevi hechshe. It's a chumra the Rabbonon. Av midaraisa lehevi ma'ise min ha'ter it's not a ma'ise because from the ma'ise I don't see clearly that that's the purpose of the hechshe, of the pula. That he's mechavan to be, he wants that the peiris should get wet. Gabi yoyle de kulahu, but to say that it has a teiris kavone, by an oyle, by omru kei, shomu chachomim debreim lahokom mi debrei teire, the nimtso oikrein, elu lahachme velas ishod, he only made chumres. This is the first lashon of the Gemara. To explain the suffix of Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying, Machshavta nikeres mitoich maisa, we're speaking about a maisa that is not a yichochi gemure, does this help by a cup? Rav Nachman by Yitzhak masni yochi. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak said, he explained the shakla v'taya a little differently. Omar Rabchiya Barabe Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Koton Yesh Loi Maise Oy Ein Loi Maise. The shakla was, does a Koton have a Maise? So yes, the kasha v'ti boy lei Omar lei Rabamis, Rabami es v'ti boy lei machshove. Why did he ask after by Maise? Fled by Machshav also. Maish na Machshav, the like a me boy like. This na ne le Machshav, because there's enough in the Mishnah that a Machshav of a cotton does never tell us Machshav, a Maise na me like the boy like. This na ne yesh le Maise. That Mishnah says they have a Maise. So Mora said, yes, Mochi ka me boy like, the Raise oi the Rabbon. That was the Shaila. That Mishnah, he knew the Mishnah very well, the Mishnah by Aloin, that the Mishnah says, Yesh le Maisa, this Mishnah, does this mean a Torah has a Torah's Maisa, or mean the Rabbanan has a Torah's Maisa? Uposhit, that was his Shaila, and he, after Eon Rab, so he came to this conclusion. Yes, la maise, bafilu midiraisa. That means, if there was a maise gomo, like the case of Aloin, that he said that he's being chaykik, lomad boy, that helps me not hear it. Ein lahem machshove, there's only a machshove, bafilu da rabbono, won't, is nothing. Admit rabbono is nothing. Mashavtei nitkeres mitoich maisov. What is mashavtei nitkeres mitoich maisov? Like a case of hepper. Midaraise einloi, midarabonon yeshloi. So this is the second lotion. And here we come to Klore Psokim. And a maise gomor helps minatoira by a cotton. Mashavtei nitkeres. Keres Pesach Maisav only helps me the Rabbanon, the Machshav alone. It's not, he has no Cheshivas, I feel me the Rabbanon. Let's see what Rashi says. Yesh lehem Maise. Yesh lehem Maise. Imosu Maise Mechiyach al Machshavtoi. Upirshu sha'al das kain oisim uche de parshina leel sha'hevi oilu litzofen upirish ha'bivnei sha'dorim posolo humevi litzofen. That's how the Gemara understood. That's how the Gemara understood. So the Gemara says v'ti boilei machshove shchita greidosa upirshu sha'im oilu v'shchita la'v ma'isa mechiyach ala machshove hi she'kola shchita ishovyis. The shchitas are the same. הכי כמי בואי להוד אסנן גבי חקיקס הלוי מברים יש לו מייסה דשאי לו וזדי רייסי וסמכין אלו גבי שחיטס אוי למחשרינו עידו מדרבונני וחום בודח מרבונו שבי כלי לתומה אבל גבי אוי לדקולו אולי שייסד מדרבונון יש לוי ולחומרה מחשב כני קרס מתוך מייסה גבי הפך בהם וכשירו ודרייסה אין לוי סודן וגבי בואי כמייסה דוי לו לא יסמכין אינה לו כפתרבי if he will not be מפורש that the reason he's coming to soften is because an oilus puzzle the door. This is Rashi's chat in the sugya. Let us see Taisvitz. Cotton, yesh loy machshove, ayin loy machshove. Perish bekunteres, kegoin beshchitas kotshim, diyalef bereish zvochim, beboi lishmo. It has to be geshochten l'shem oisakom, beshochat cotton oilo lishmo, mihavi kavona oila. Zeba teres kavona, it does have a machshava. The time, but this is amuridike kasha, ahosa mashme, the stomme nami kasha. You don't need a kavone by kochim to think I'm shechting l'shem oilo. If I shecht stam, my mind is a blank, so stomme is kasha by kochim. You don't have to think anything. There's no such thing. But there's no need to be mechaven lishma. And perhaps let us be mamtik a little that the Briskerov says pshat in stoma lishma. The Briskerov says that pshat is that the when you shecht an oila, so there's no need to think why it's being geschochten. If this is an oile, and it's being geschochten, there's no need for a kavone. That's a tight stomach lishma. The mice speaks for itself. No need to think, I'm shechting it for an oile. A shechit is an oile. Shecht sich for an oile. So there's no need bechlau to be mechaven. If you think I'm shechting it for a chattis, this is a machshava ha-poiseles. Zuch the Briskerov, not pshat, is when I think for a chatos, se felt in kavone foil. You don't need kavone for an oilo. A shrita, the stome is kosher, you don't need kavone bechlau. Don't need kavone bechlau to think why I'm shechting it for. There's no need. There's no need for that. No, there's a din, a machshove, a faiselis will be mekalkal. So my male effect is a more the kekasha. So what's the shail over here? It's not worse than stomach. You don't need the kavone of the sheichet. I thought then I found later that Baruch Hashem the Pnei Aryeh says this. I thought Al Kochoch Rashi did not learn like the Briskerov. And Rashi learned, you need kavone. You need kavone. You're not tamazay. So shech tzichlish, stoma is kosher. Because the korban oilo, shech tzichlishem oilo, without thinking about it. No, pshat is, you don't have to think beferish, tzamin bechine, that it's, like kol haroi lebila in bila makeves boy. That means if you don't need bepoil the kavone, since he's roi lechaven, so you don't need bepoil the kavone. Like there's such a concept by bila of a mincha, mixing up a mincha. If it's roi to mix it up, you don't have to mix it up bepoil. So could be Rashi learned that din, that you don't need a beferish a kavona am shechting l'shem oilo, is because since I'm roi to think l'shem oilo, so I don't have to think bepoil. That alone that I'm roi to be mechavan l'shem oilo that is sufficient. So memele, so then it's very good. So that's dafke. So stum is kosher by a person who's roig lechaven l'shem oilo. So there, bepoil, it's not necessary to be mechaven. Stum is also kosher since you're roig lechaven l'shem oilo. But here we're claiming a shayla by a cotton. Is that cotton roig lechaven l'shem oilo? Maybe his kavon is nothing. So memele. So that was the shayla of the Gemara. So this I found in Pnei Aryeh. But then he blibes, he says, but could be Taisus also knew this Lomdis, and Taisus still had a kasha. Because according to Rashi, the way we learn the sugya, what will come out if a cotton will take an oila midorim letzofen, and I'll say, Rabbeisa, I am taking it letzofen, because an oila needs shchita betzofen. So then it's good according to Rashi, then a cotton is also good. So the cotton is also a bar kavone. About takaniker, he said that he's bringing it to Tzofen because it's an oilo. So he's also a bar kavone. So this kol oroi lebile should apply a filo by a cotton. A filo, that's the lumdus. That's what the Bnei Aryeh would say. That was Taisvis Kashi. I don't know if it could be that there's a Muradika difference. That means I have to do a Maisit study. It means it has to be in Dorim. I have to bring it to Tzofen. And then you'll see from this Maisit that I'm a Chavon L'Shem Oila. That means push it. My kavon is nothing. If it was in Dorim, and I'll bring it to Tzofen, so this maisesh, this is a kavone, this is a kavone, habo mitoich maisesh, that's good. Could be that is not sufficient to say kol apsaroi labila and bila makeves. Could be, if he's a bar kavone, he doesn't have to be mechavon, but you have to create a whole scenario. In order to create a kavone, it could be that we wouldn't say such a lotion that you don't need kavone bepoil. Since with this scenario, it'll help. I'll call upon him. Taisves era gemore that you don't need any kavone. The yeshloima, the stomach, the cotton, gora. The stomach of a cotton is gore for a different reason, not because of lishma you need lishem oilo. The ain loidas lahovin shahim kotshim. He can't understand that this is kotshim. Visavo shahim chulim. Kotshim chulim. He doesn't have a perception to understand there's a difference between kotshim and chulim. So it's a different psul in Gansom. That means that a person, you have to realize you're shechting a korban. Don't need kavanis, but you have to know what you're doing. By a cotton, the whole concept that this kotchim, amabdul ben kodesh l'chol, Yerushalmi says that we say Atochan Antonu by Bichas Choynin Ados, because it need us to be Mavdo. To be Mavdo ben Kodesh Lechel, that everything should be one mishmash. You need us for that. A cotton is a lav bar das. So memele to be masig, that is a difference between chulin and kochim. When he shechts, he doesn't, he's not masik, he's shechting a kobe. He's shechting a behemoth, and God, it's a kobe. Bavalim is asik uposo. So according to Taisvet, Achmed is a Melik and Achmed. So according to Taisvet, the child is an apostle of kobe. Lucheir, according to Rashi, it's not an apostle of kobe, because anoila, afilo shaloila shmo, is a kosher of kobe, but not oila l'shem bailam. And Taisa says, where do you see such a thing? Tanamrinim bezvochim besoy perik beishamay. What is the din if l'shem chulin, if a person shechted a korban l'shem chulin kshayla? That means that if you shecht for minay machiba, if you shecht for a different kodesh, then it's not oil l'shem chayla. Or by a chatas it's possible. But l'shem chulin it's kosher. Mishum chulin possible. But what if he shechted it, not l'shem, he thinks it's chulin. Then it's possible. That's a misasik already. Not a kodesh. We're talking about a gadol. He said, a gadol shechts l'shem chulin, it's kosher. If the gadol thinks it is chulin, it's possible. So memele, rafilo oimer a kodesh. Yeidea ani shem kodesh. Lishmon ani miskaven. He says clearly, Rabbi say, I know what's happening. I know this is kodshim, and I'm shechting it for kol mi boilon im kavanosoi kavone. The kavone of a cotton doesn't have a chshivus of a kavone. The dulma le mahani im ein maisa of mechichim. If the maisa is not mechiyach, that this is what he's doing, so a kavone doesn't have a chshivus of kavone. I really don't know too well, but al kaponim we see like this: a cotton is a lav bardas, makes a kinyan. It's not a kinyan in a Torah. It's a lav bardas. So we're speaking about the Vilna Goin, that when he was 12 years old, he knew kol ha-Torah. He's a lav bardas. The Vilna Goin, a cotton was a lav bardas. So al kaponim, it seems there's something that comes that a cotton is missing. There's a certain chavik, either the sincerity, the commitment, the gmirestas. I don't know exactly how to pinpoint what a cotton is missing. But a cotton is missing something. That means Kozman is not a godu. It's impossible for him to have a gmirestas. So Memele, he can say and he can mean, but it's not till a mice of a cotton. He does a pu'ule that shows it's being done for this purpose. That's a mice. Then it helps. But Kozman, I don't have this mice. The saying is not sufficient. The tiboile mice. So the Gemara asked, what's the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan? If he doesn't know the Mishnah, so he should clear shaila by a maise. Kol asug yeperish abekuntres, the maise im adibur choshev maise, o marshove greida hain adibur baloi maise, marshavte nit keres mitoich maise vayna maise baloi dibur. So Taismus understood Rashi kipshutoi that Maise is gematria two things. Maise with Dibbo. Machshove is Dibbo. And Maise without Dibbo, that's Machshavtoi and Nikeres Bitoich Maise. Vein losh nashas mash mekidvoro. So the Gemara says Maise Machshove, Rashi says Maise is gematria, Maise with Dibbo. Yesh la maise, mashma maise greida, afo pisha loy amriklum, afo didn't say anything. The imtim saloyme shetoli ba amire, kemoy ba maise, if you say that the gematria of maise means maise with dibo, so you need two things to give it a teiris maise. Im ken ki heichi diktoni yesh la maise dainu, Maise im Machshove, that's a Taich Maise, Maise with Dibro. Ve'ein la Machshove, aina Machshove greide. Ochinami avimotsu lemeima, the terminology could have been said differently. Yesh la Machshove, aina Machshove im Maise, ve'ein lahem Maise greide. That is a maisa alone. So this the Megillah Shleim that Ne'ayah want to say, that that's not Pshat and Rashi. Not that Rashi held that you need two things to give it a Teiras Maisa. That Ba'emesin, a Maisa Gomor, is Iche called a Maisa. And that's why the Megillah Shleim wants to be Medayik. Shesh la Maisa k'goin zeh shem Maiseyem moichichim Roshem cleanness kavno. It would seem from Rashi that that alone is sufficient. Begamim oimrim kain. They're also saying it, but lemaise, Rashi zichem moide that the ikar is the maise, but you need, you have to be 100% sure that that is pshat in the maise. Not that you need a dibur and a maise, you need two things. And then one without the other is not called, is called a machshava. Oy, the lamele leminki kik me boile machshafi nikeres mitech maisa kein de kai moile havele lemeima ke gain aloin verimim shechokakum stam loy pirshu lamit be mafa lakaf muznai. That means if the whole reason that it's mekabel tum is because you have these two factors, you have a dibur and a maisa, so memele, so now you're clearing a shayla a maisa alone. So why to go to a new case with an oil on Durham and Sofen? Talk about this case. A meal of Ia Maskona, the boy with the rice, and Nisha, the knock at the Kaim oil. According to the Maskona, it's very good. Because the Shaila is, if it said, help me not Torah. So Memele, the Shaila is only if it helps me not Torah. So Memele, so you can't, so therefore the Shaila was by oil. By Olin, I mean, Rabbi Yechanan Zichah held that it helps like a part of the Rabbonah. Boy, Tadik, Tanya, Helam, Chere, Shaita, Bekotten, Afa, Pisha, Niskavno, Lekach, Einu, Bechiyutam, so the Brihites, Aloshin, would seem they were male with Kavone. They were male at Lashem Hefsha, Ola Yeshmaise, Bedibo. Bekuntres doch in Glefosh, Afa Bishnes Kav, Lekach, Ache, Halo. That's Pshat, it was a Kvon afterwards. Eine Mashma came, a Mashma von Niskav, no Bishas, Halo, Koma. Vahoyt, Afilu, Elu, Stam, Vloy Pirshu, Mipnei Aknime, Lehevi, Bechiyutan, Lerab Yechen, and Dom, a Machshav, and Ikeres, Mekech, Maise, Mayelet. If Rab Yechen said that you don't need a Maise, a Machshav, and Ikeres, Mekech, Maise, helps, the Haino Maisa Belay Dibu, some mail just like Heper helps. So Helum should help also. Mi Ushema Isa Maisa Gore Yaisa Mida. The Shem of Nehaknima Helum. So this says maybe you can't in the Dame all Maises. Heper is the Maisa, is Moire. Mistame it's Lashem Hersha. Could also be Lashem Knima, but the Ika Mais is Meir Lashem Dos. The Helum is Icha Meir Lashem Knima. So that's why it's not good. Wait, Kosh, me the Kama Idulma, Mokem Udula Yisramilai, Mashmi the Lamish, the Islai Lamitle Bachi. Avikami boiler, half a piece of mice of a lady. But Tasis have the slip shot and Rashi is mamish two things. So Mela, so Tasis, tremendous amount of kashas. The Achainim say Rashi is also my dedicator is the mice. And, if you have a mice, go more tak help. Near the forage. Tamiros, you don't need an Amira whatsoever. El ma'ase gomo. If you have a ma'ase gomo, that the ma'ase speaks for itself. Then who the alain v'rime? The pshite tehem choykekim letzayich beis kibul. That means forget about the ma'ase that they're being choykek. One of these peiros is zichet the chakike is reshem beis kibul. That what it says. The purpose of the chakike belomed ofo lechaf masnayim denokat uchad emulsa nokat. Means, according to Rashi, That was the dibur. The dibur was they were chaykik the peri, and they said, we're doing it lomidofo. So that was the combination of the dibur together with the previous mice. According to Taisvis, Taisvis holds you don't need at all a dibur. So this whole lomidofo is, why they did it? But the Tanna is just telling us reasons why they did it, what they hope to accomplish with this. But there can be, but it's there can be other reasons also. A maise that doesn't tell us anything. Ahu da helum, chereshet v'kohen, ainu moyu. Dibur. A dibur also won't help. I mean, this combination of dibur and maise, dibur doesn't help. Kiduktoni, ava bishin eskavn l'kach, ainu b'chiyuta. Because the maise doesn't tell us anything. So the, you need dafke a maise that's telling us. A kavone that's nilmad mitoich maisov. The maisov Allah doesn't tell us anything. So finish. He's telling us what he's doing is the malay mayor. Avo machshavte nikeres mitoich maisov. Aino shemechiach tzas. That means there is a maise that is showing us the reason of this pula. To go in oilo. The kaima bedorim. Moshe betzofen. Veshachta. Kamiboile ichoshiv maise. Is this called a maise? Shekein nire yoise shalakach niskaven umahani. Afalpi shalai pirish. Edumala maise gomu. Shani yochalitlois mishim demokimud lai samilai. Vafilu pirish lai mahani. That means Rashi does not hold this tziruf of Rashi. And if the whole shaila is on a maise, so pirish will never help. Kehi the helum that pirish won't help. Uposhid mehid the kamar Rabbi Yochanan and pipach lemarein bechiyuta. Afar bish gam shom yesh litlois ktas. It says clearly that by hepach there's also another tzad why he's being mahapach. Not of the tau. It neaktim akdei sheyetzel tzad ashen. Sheyesar a litlois nea tau. Kim vlachash yoda tau mitzad a echad mahapach lutzad a. Avalos kotn stam lehava bechiyuta, because there it doesn't mean anything. Avalos gotl stam shem elohes melos. Vein ledadek it says that it's no good mitnei knima eina bechiyuta, astom arei bechiyuta, dadra badaik misei veim niskavnu lakaf arein bechiyuta, astom eina bechiyuta. Umiyu, im vishas hatal helumati neki. What is, when soon as the Tau fell, then they brought it up, oh, mashma b'yirushalmi shayim b'chiyuta. That's called a maise that speaks for itself. The bereish meseches trum is maise yach mishne, umeforish ve'eze maise shalem, umarafune betofus ben betal. So Taisus understood Tofus ben betal means that they brought up the peiros ala gag when the Tau fell. Rishem, Taisus, maybe that's not Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Hatovus ben betal, hain hepech ben, the Kama Rabbi Yochanan, maybe that's Pshat. Inami, kshatal yoyred, mala oison, kshatal poisik, meiridon, maybe that's Tovus ben betal. And there you see, black and white, that the whole purpose of the halo was for the Tal.